USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Biden is negative for COVID after returning from his Europe trip. The negative test comes following both Press Secretary Jen Psaki and the Deputy Press Secretary testing positive for the virus over the past week. Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre testing positive on Sunday and had traveled with the president on the trip. Biden set to unveil his 2023 budget at the White House later today. Everything between Chris Rock and Will Smith has been worked out since their Oscars showdown. That's according to rap mogul Diddy, who added, "It's all love." His comments come following a moment at the awards ceremony last night where Smith slapped Rock and yelled at him after the comedian made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. This is USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
President Biden is releasing his $5.8 trillion budget that includes a substantial increase in defense spending and a new tax that would go after billionaires.
An element of the proposed tax hike on the wealthy would touch on unrealized gains in addition to measurable income. The president wants a minimum of 20% taxation on the combination of income and unrealized gains, which, if enacted, would bring in more than $360 billion extra dollars in tax revenue to the federal government over the next decade. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
United Airlines employees who asked for medical or religious exemptions for being unvaccinated returned to work on Monday. An internal memo from the United Vice President of Human Resources showed that more than 2,000 employees with approved requests for reasonable accommodation and on unpaid leave returned to their regular positions. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech in Poland on Saturday.
President Biden's comments that Russian President Vladimir Putin should not remain in power was a big-time gaffe, so says Senator James Risch, the Republican from Idaho, on the Hill publication.
It was a horrendous gaffe right at the end of it. I wish he would stay on script. Whoever wrote that speech did a good job, but my gosh, I wish they would keep him on script. Most people who don't deal in the lane of foreign relations don't realize that those nine words that he uttered would cause the kind of eruption that they did. Anytime you say, or even as he did, suggest that the policy was regime change, it's going to cause a huge problem.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Walmart is planning to stop the sale of cigarettes in California, Arkansas, Florida, and New Mexico. The chain is reportedly creating more self-check registers in areas where cigarettes would normally be kept. The decision was made before the COVID-19 pandemic, as Walmart CEO Doug McMillon has urged fellow executives to search for ways to stop selling tobacco for years. Four past champions make up this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament Final Four. Three-time champions Kansas and Villanova will face off next Saturday, while five-time titleist Duke faces arch-rival and six-time champion North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.